my massive discovery this week that I am the problem. I am the cause of my problems. Now, in theory, we already know this. All of us know this. But this really, really hit me this week. Hold on. I'm having a Marco Rubio moment, and I need to have a drink of water while I'm talking. Hold on. Yeah, if you're watching on Twitch, it's got this green cap, so it messes with the green screen. Myself is the problem. I'm watching the very successful athletes, the social media celebrities. I'm watching them rise. I'm watching Tyshawn Jones. What he says about skateboarding and in his paradigm, how he thinks about the world. I'm watching all these things. And I'm saying, all these people that have massive success are, for the most part, comfortable with themselves. They're not comfortable in every situation, but they're comfortable with themselves. In a situation they're not comfortable with, they're still comfortable with themselves not being comfortable. If they're in a situation that's uncomfortable, it's not themselves that are making them uncomfortable. It's the situation. But it's not themselves. Okay, you got all these factors, right? It's not whether or not we're comfortable. It's what makes us uncomfortable. And it can't be yourself. All right. Okay. Well, no, that's a lot of clarity and clarification that needs to be said. That's something I've noticed. It's whatever makes them uncomfortable. It's not themselves. And they also have this utter focus on the future, which I've talked about in weeks past. They focus so much on the future. Okay. Well, I'm gonna vent here, and I'm gonna dump. It's called dumping. It's a psychological term. Look it up. Psychology dumping. I don't know. Maybe in just me sharing this, it's somehow gonna be useful. That's my hope. I'm not using you as a sounding board. I'm probably not gonna hear back. I don't know, Ben. I might hear back. I suppose, but if you want to message me, but. Hold on, I'm having a Marco Rubio moment and need another drink of water. And I'm comfortable with that, you know? And I'm comfortable with the green bottle cap making half my face disappear with a green screen when I do. I'm comfortable with it, man. I'm comfortable, man. And I'm sitting here in Taiwan and I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay. I've got, friends can only get so close. I'm afraid to go practice certain skateboarding tricks. I got these weird, these things that I just won't let myself do. I'm looking at this and I'm going, other people do this and somehow I've got it worked out so that it makes sense for me to not do this. And my life is worse off because of it. Why the heck am I doing this? And I see people do it of all ages and I see people figure it out of all ages. I'm like, I'm not comfortable with myself. So one of the things I've discovered this week is the Enneagrams. And I'm not going to go off and on and on. Enneagrams and what? It really spelled it out for me, knowing who I am. Oh, you want to know what number I'm convinced I'm a 9-wing-8. Okay, you can go look that up. I am utterly convinced. It just fits because I shout when I'm not angry. That's the 8. But the 9 just made so much sense. Don't go, for crying out loud, don't go research, don't feel pressure. The 9 struggles with feeling comfortable with himself, I suppose. Don't go do research. I'm just saying that so you're caught up enough so you don't go do the research. If you know Enneagrams, you kind of know what I'm talking about, so I don't bore other people. So I've looked at this and I've discovered this and I've been reading about it and I'm looking at this, I'm going, the reason that I can't find the ingredient to make YouTube videos work. I can't intentionally create a viral video. I'll make YouTube videos and some of them go viral. That's happened more than thrice. It's like, okay, I've got the gift. Why can't I do it regularly? The reason is that I'm not sorted. And a lot of it has to do with being comfortable with myself. And so I've discovered this week that in so many ways, I don't want a sense. Follow this thinking. I know this is going to sound cockamamie, but follow this. I don't want a sense of self because I'm so focused on the peacemaking process that I talked about yesterday and the day before in the Taiwan special. You know, I talked about Americans need to, you know, chill the fluff out and calm down, listen to each other. Right. Well, I'm so focused on that that I don't even have a preference. There was some political issue. It's not on the top of my head. One of these days it will. But I often talk about it saying, I don't have a preference on this. I don't even know what I think about this. I only know what other people, I know a lot of issues on politics. I don't have an opinion on the politics. My only opinion about it is what's going to happen tomorrow and what people need to do to get along. And so I lock my own opinion away. Maybe that's good. It's good to practice not having an opinion, but not to a point where I lock so many things about myself away that I'm not even myself. If I'm not even myself, no one's going to want to listen to me. I've got to at least be myself and be comfortable to listening to me. Otherwise, you're just listening to someone else or someone that's not me. They're listening to the anti-me, the not me, not me, not anti-me, the not me. You know, that was just a major realization that hit me. And part of that hit me because I'm seeing all of this. I'm seeing this utter abandoned comfort with self from the people that are rising as social media celebrities and the people that are having incredible success in skateboarding. That's where my primary arena is. And whenever they get uncomfortable with themselves, they run into trouble. Their videos aren't as interesting, or they lose inspiration. They get writer's block, so to speak. And so I'm just watching that dynamic happen with these other friends that I've got, and I'm watching it happen with me. You know what? It goes back to the Numa Numa video. Remember the Numa Numa guy? Maya, ha, ha, Maya, he, Maya. Right. And no, I'm not going to sing the whole thing. I don't want to get the EU copyright laws angry at me. I think the song is like from... the reason Gary something was his name. Who is the Numa Numa guy, George? Utterly useless. Gary, what's his name, is doing this dance thing. And the reason we loved it so much is because he completely did not give a flying fluff what anybody thought. And he's just utterly being himself, dancing in this on-beat, terrible way. And it was so entertaining to just watch. I really think it was watching the happy fat kid be happy. I'm not trying to insult anybody, but... they use it in commercial advertising. The videos go viral. You get a happy fat kid and it goes viral. Go search on YouTube. See how many YouTube videos there are that have tags. Pull up. Happy fat kid. I mean, he was just in that video. He was just happy and comfortable with himself. I'm sitting there, I'm going, he's happier than I am. And that's why we valued his video. Is it content that's king? I met a YouTuber in Vietnam. He had two YouTube channels, totally different topics. Snow Sensei. Look up Snow Sensei. Look him up, Snow Sensei. Talk with that guy. Is it the content that's king? Or is it being comfortable with ourselves? I think it's being comfortable with ourselves. I'm sorting myself out. Love you. See you next week.